This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Our man Chris, but by the way, just be clear, it was magnificent.
Oh,
it would have been worth the death. Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee joined us. We were just talking A's baseball with Chris Biederman. His workload has drastically increased since baseball's come to the city. You brought up the Yankees a minute ago, and I told KC this, who went to, I think, the Sunday game, that was the first time since with the A's here that it felt like there was an event happening in Sacramento, and I missed it, and it hurt. Like, not being there, like, not seeing the Yankees in Sacramento felt painful.
Yeah. Well, you'll have another opportunity for a series like that. The next one will probably be, I mean, this weekend might be sort of similar. The Phillies aren't the Yankees, obviously, but Giants, when they come 4th of July weekend, will probably have a pretty big event feel. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. You should definitely try to come out for that.
Yeah. I'll be there. Look, shout out, you know, to the Sacramento A's. That's what I call them. But I'll be in that posy orange Friday jersey. Look, man, I'm Giants. I'm always going to be Giants. Don't get it twisted.
I mean, that's kind of the weird thing with the A's, though, right? Like, you call them the Sacramento A's. I feel like in town they would be embraced so much more by the community if they were just like, yeah, we're just going to be the Sacramento A's as long as we're here.
Yeah.
Even, and they've decided not to do that for whatever reason. I guess they don't want to, you know, I think they think they're going to alienate people in Vegas if they do that. But I don't think that's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, and it's one of those things where, like,
man, F them people in Vegas.
Oh,
what are we talking about, man? You here. You in my house. Yo, you in my house, you're going to play by my rules.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Like, I think there's so much civic pride in Sacramento. Like, if they really embrace it, I think the A's would be, they could be like a real marketing, I don't want to say juggernaut, but they could like do some great marketing in town if they really embraced it, but they're just kind of not.
Well, see, there's two things going on. Number one, people like myself, I just call them the Sacramento A's anyway. Mm-hmm. So whatever. Anytime I see a Sacramento A's scripted shirt, yeah, I'm getting it. Yeah, I don't sell it right there on the corner. I'll get it. It's all good. So we ain't tripping off that. But then the other aspect of it is, Chris, and I know you know this, Damien, obviously you do too, we are smarter than people think. And even if they gave us the name Sacramento A's, until they're ours, mm-hmm, we're like, all right, thank you for patronizing us real, mm-hmm, quick, but we know you're not ours.
We know what time it is.
Yeah. So I think there's still a little apprehension to embrace the Athletics as an organization here, because we know it's not ours yet or ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the A's haven't exactly earned the benefit of doubt either. Like, yeah, they don't, the way they've operated the last few years, it's, you know, I get it. But yeah, it's, I think it's just a missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. I think the A's could be really popular in town if they really wanted to be, but it seems like they're not super interested in appealing to Sacramento on their way to Vegas. Yeah.
The very least, just get the pitcher that's getting taken out of the game, get him a cart, please. Why does he have to walk beyond the wall? Get my man a cart. That's all I say.
That's all we need.
Need they, those guys need their steps too. You know,
Chris obviously does great work for the Sacramento Bee. Also covers the San Francisco 49ers for Candlestick Chronicles. His partner over there, Kyle Mattson, ditched us for the days. He's going on vacation here pretty soon, so we're happy Chris was able to join us because we really haven't spent much time talking about the Brock Purdy deal. Obviously, I think it was a week ago today. I think the Brock Purdy deal was announced.
Sounds right. Yep.
Since then, we've gotten all the details on it. Chris, I'm curious what stands out to you other than the fact we have gotten really loose with what the word guarantee means.
Yeah, I think it's always funny, right? Like the initial reports, 5 years, $265 million, and then you see all the graphics on all the TV stations of $53 million per year and where it ranks among all the other quarterbacks. And then can we say, oh, is he as good as Justin Herbert? Is he as good as Jalen Hurts, et cetera, et cetera? And then the structure of the contract comes out, and I have it up here. His cap hit for 2025, $9 million. His cap hit for 2026, $24.8 million. His cap hit for 2027, $30.8 million. And then there's an out, at which point I would expect if he's playing well over the next 2 years, they're going to renegotiate that deal. So, you know, the five-year $265 is all just kind of window dressing, I think, for his agents. So they could say, you know, this is where we got Brock Purdy relative to the rest of the league, which is totally fine. But yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about it from a pure, like, what's it mean for the 49ers standpoint, I think it's about as good as it could be, honestly. Like, they not only the timing of it, getting it done in May, getting it done while he's in the building practicing with the team well before training camp. There's not going to be the training camp circus that's been there the last couple of years. And I've heard from people in the building, like, with all of the contract stuff happening during training camp and Nick Bosa and Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams and all these guys not practicing, that has had a tangible impact on what they're able to do on the field. And the results spoke for itself last year when the Niners went, 6-11. So, yeah, like, I think this is all positive, getting Fred Warner done, getting George Kittle done. This is all moving in the right direction just from an operational standpoint. And the cap numbers, you know, it works for Purdy because he gets a bunch of money up front. The cap numbers work for the 49ers because it's not onerous on them, and they can revisit that deal in a couple years and shrink his cap numbers. Like, I would be stunned if in 2029 Brock Purdy has a $72.5 million cap number, which is what, you know, he's currently slated for right now. This is all up for renegotiation down the road. So I think it's a well-structured contract for the 49ers, and Brock Purdy gets, you know, 100-some-odd million dollars guaranteed. And I imagine that this will just get more flexible as time goes on.
Chris, I know you kind of, as a football player, as a quarterback today, timing is everything. Your contract largely depends on what happened with the contracts before you, and this is just part of the game, and this is the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The salary slot you go into if you're a guy like Brock Purdy. But a lot of people see that contract and say, oh, he's not good enough for that, or he's not, he got paid like a top 10 quarterback, but he's not a top 10. That's all for debate. I just want to ask you, the football guy, do you look at Brock Purdy and think he's a top 10 quarterback. I think he is. I think he's that good. But just a football guy. Contract alone, do you think he's that quarterback?
Man, did you just call me a football guy? That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah, definitely. Really. It's better than calling you a Buckeye.
Okay, settle down. Wow. That man is a Buckeye. He actually went to Ohio State. That's why he roots for them. Unlike you, who just roots for cheaters.
Go Blue. They're not cheaters.
Really?
No, they take accountability is what they do.
Hey, Chris, did you hear the one about the Michigan coach who was suspended this season already before a game has even been played?
Self-imposed. They're getting out in front of it. I love that for them. Such a school of integrity. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot what your question was. Oh, do I think Brock Purdy's a top 10 quarterback? Yeah. I think in moments, for sure. Like, in moments, he looks like, you know, when you want to break down efficiency. I mean, the issue I think people have, and, you know, we're part of it too, like in the content game, like, you try to divorce the quarterback from his situation, right? And you say, all right, take out all the other variables. Where does Brock Purdy stack up? Probably somewhere in the 8 to 12 range in any given day, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But you have Christian McCaffrey healthy. You have George Kittle. You have Kyle Shanahan dialing it up. You have a good running scheme. Like, Brock Purdy could elevate from that 8 to 12 range to, you know, top 3 in efficiency like he was a couple years ago. So I think the 49ers believe that Brock Purdy's worth the money because they can have a top 3 offense and an offense capable of winning a Super Bowl with him as their quarterback. And that's really all that matters to them. It's not, you know, should he get as much money as Jalen Hurts? You know, they're not divorcing Brock Purdy from the situation because he's in the situation. So right. To me, yeah, the 49ers can absolutely have a top 3 offense with Brock Purdy. There are a lot of other variables involved, of course. And maybe in terms of evaluating quarterbacks, you say, all right, if this quarterback, say Patrick Mahomes, doesn't have elite receivers or elite playmakers, can you still have a good offense? Maybe that's the difference. And maybe Brock Purdy, yes, does need playmakers. But I don't necessarily view that as a knock against him. I just look at it like, can the 49ers have a Super Bowl-type offense with Brock Purdy? Yeah, they can. And are they as insulated from injury? Like, can they still produce that Super Bowl level offense if they lose weapons? Like, maybe, you know, another quarterback, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson could. Maybe not. But it's really hard to win a Super Bowl if you're not healthy anyway, right? If you don't have all your guys anyway. So that's how I view it. I think Brock Purdy on any given day can be, you know, the 8th to 12th best quarterback in the league. And if the Niners are humming, they can absolutely have one of the best offenses in the league, and that's how the 49ers view it.
Real quick, Dame, I also thought about something else because Chris talked about different variables to, you know, getting a deal done with Brock Purdy. If I'm John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and I'm in a meeting with Jed York, I'm like, oh, no, Brock is a guy. Brock's a guy. We need to sign him. He's our quarterback. Yeah, let's sign him because – if I say no, Jed might be like, all right, how many quarterbacks have you guys gone through? And you chose these quarterbacks and you're asking me to do this again? Maybe you're the problem. So you got to, it's one of those things like a boxer. Like, I can't say the guy I'm fighting is a bum because then that would make me look bad. So I'm like, hey, Brock Purdy's the guy. That's the guy. Yeah, that's the guy. Sign him, Jed. I think they believe it. But even if they didn't, there should be an element of, all right, we picked this guy. We can't say he's no good because then he would start falling on us a little bit easier.
There's always, like, anytime you talk to anybody about Kyle Shanahan, right? And this is public, but, like, there's always this feeling like, man, Kyle Shanahan really loves Kirk Cousins. Like, Kyle, just like the guy, the worker, how he, you know, how he handles himself, how he plays the game. Kyle Shanahan really likes an extension of himself at quarterback. All of that is also true, and if not more true, for Brock Purdy. Like, Kyle Shanahan loves Brock Purdy. He has more conviction about Brock Purdy than he does about Kirk Cousins. Obviously, at this point, Cousins is old, coming off the Achilles and all that stuff. But, like, Kyle Shanahan gets a bad rap for how much he loves Kirk Cousins. Well, he feels more strong about Brock Purdy at this point, and that's one of the reasons why he's hitching his wagon to him. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, there is that level of conviction there. Now, will it turn out to help them win a Super Bowl? We'll see. I think a lot of things do have to go right for them, but that's true for any team that's trying to win a Super Bowl. So Yeah, I'm in on the idea because I don't know what the alternative is. If you don't sign Brock Purdy, you're going back to the draft. Are you bringing in Kirk Cousins? Are you trading for somebody? I just don't know that there's a better alternative out there, particularly since Brock Purdy's he's going to be 26 this year. Like there's still plenty of opportunity for him to get better.
Brock Purdy isn't the only one who signed a deal with the San Francisco 49ers. Fred Warner did as well. George Kittle did also. How do you feel about the 49ers offseason, you know, to date?
I think it's a mixed bag. I think the Warner contract and the Kittle contract, those are obviously very good developments for the Niners. I don't feel as strongly as it's as like, oh, it's terrible that you lost Talanoa Hufanga and Dre Greenlaw and Charvarius Ward. Like, I get the idea that, man, you lost a bunch of good players who were on a team that helped you get to the Super Bowl. But at some point, you got to make moves to keep your window open as long as you can. And the Niners, instead of overpaying for, I mean, what do we say about the team last year? They were old, slow, and expensive. Well, in the moves that they made this offseason, trimming some of the fat, I would say they're less old. They're obviously less expensive. And they potentially are faster if you look at, you know, the traits that they really valued in this draft class coming in. So they prioritize speed, they prioritized youth, they prioritize getting cheaper. And I think that's a good line of thinking. I just have no idea if these rookies are going to come in and contribute at the way they need for them to contend right away. I think that's obviously the big question. Like, Mykel Williams could either be, you know, a Pro Bowl type guy in year one, or he could be Cleveland Furl, who's like a decent player, but ends up being kind of a journeyman in the league, right? Like an average level defensive lineman. We don't know yet. So I'm high on what Mykel Williams could be, but like, you never really know with these prospects. So I agree with the line of thinking in terms of getting younger and trying to build through the draft again, like they did when they first became contenders, you know, 2017-18, 2018, 2019. I'm just not sure. I don't know how strong of a bet it is to say that these guys are going to become those next members of the core that allows you to continue contending for Super Bowls. They might not. But, you know, I'm copping out here. It's a cop-out answer, but I'll have a better idea once we actually see him play in the fall.
I want to backpedal a little bit, man. We talked about Fred Warner signing that deal that hopefully, much like George Kittle, makes him retire as a San Francisco 49er. And you've seen a lot of 49er football throughout covering them and just throughout your life. I hesitate because I try to show respect, and I love me some 52. Patrick mm-hmm. Willis, I love me 52. Mm-hmm. But Chris, man, is this dude Fred the best linebacker in 49er history?
Oh, man. Amazing. That's tough. I'm a big Pat guy. Pat's come on the podcast multiple times.
That's my boy.
He's one of the nicest humans in the world.
He really is.
World.
Yeah. For a guy who murdered people on the field, he is an incredibly nice person.
Incredibly nice guy. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. They're so different stylistically, right? Like, Pat could run and cover as well as anybody in the league at that time, but he was still like 240, 245 and filling gaps in the running lanes and just killing people, right? And Fred can do that to a certain extent. But I don't know if Pat could ever do the thing that Fred did. Like, remember the play against CeeDee Lamb? CeeDee Lamb's running like a route straight down the seam, and Fred just turns his back and covers CeeDee Lamb and breaks the play up. I think it was a big third down in that Cowboys game, regular season game a couple years ago.
That was the
I don't know
round.
That Pat
that,
could
that
ever.
That was playoffs. That was playoffs, divisional round.
Was it playoffs? Yeah, okay, that's right. I don't know that Pat could necessarily do that. And I don't know that Pat necessarily had to do that given what the defense, what their, you know, scheme was as much. So if you were to say who's a better coverage linebacker, Fred Warner all day. You're going to tell me who's a better run defending linebacker, I'd probably go Pat. But Fred's not bad in that area either. I guess it's just, I think Fred is more of a team, like a vocal team leader. He's a dude. I mean, this is
Chris,
this is a tough
forget
question.
That, forget that I ask. I don't even want to. We don't want to answer it. We don't, because those are both my boys, man. We don't want to answer it. Forget I ask.
Yeah,
man. My boy,
it's,
man. Pat Willis, Fred
it's
Warner,
a stylistic
on,
thing. In this current era of football and the way offense is playing now, Fred's the answer. you go back 10, 15 years, past the answer. So that's the only way I could, that's the only way I could do it. Again, a huge cop-out answer on my part, but I feel so strongly that both guys are elite at what they do in their eras that it's hard for me to be like, this dude's definitively better than the other.
That's the correct answer.
Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee. Have you ever heard the story about Patrick Willis asking Kenny Caraway for a picture and Kenny essentially told him to kick rocks?
That's not what happened.
Was this at a Lakers game or something?
That's a good call.
Who side are you on?
It actually wasn't.
What's going on?
It was on the field at in Santa Clara at Levi Stadium, and Patrick Willis said, "Hey man, come on, get in the picture." And Casey was like, "Nah, it's cool, man. Y'all go ahead." Wouldn't take a picture with Patrick Willis.
No, wouldn't. No, Chris. No, see, they're misrepresenting what happened.
Did I mention?
I wish they'd tell the whole story.
Did I mention he had on D'Lo and Casey merch at the time? It would have been a great way to promote the show. Literally told Patrick Willis, "No scrub, I'm not here for your stupid pictures. I'm just trying to enjoy football."
Chris,
in fairness to Kenny, like, I'm kind of, I do the same thing sometimes. People are like, "Get in the picture." I'm like, "No, you guys are good. You don't want me in that picture. Like, you guys look great. You don't want me like sullying this picture." Now, so if that's where Kenny was coming from, I can get that because I've done that. But yeah, Pat has asked me to take a picture with them, and I actually have it deep in my Instagram feed, like from years ago. It might have been the same day because he was taking pictures with everybody. But yeah, man. I've been in that same situation, and I did take the picture with Pat.
Well, I can't imagine to be a level of a star where an NFL, because I got a picture with Patrick Willis. Like, Patrick Willis said, "Hey, let's get a pic." I'm like, "Yes,
see, no,
let's do it."
Chris, this is what happened. I'm gonna tell you real quick. This is what happened.
Find my Patrick
Willis picture. We're on the field before, and I ended up being on the field and just coincidentally standing next to Jason Verrett. It was before the Cowboys game last year on Sunday Night Football. So I'm standing next to him, and we're talking a little bit, you know. But it's Jason Verrett. He don't know me. I'm just sitting here. I actually showed him. Yeah, great dude. I actually showed him the finish of Bears Commanders. It had just happened. I was like, "Yo, look what just happened!" And he told us, "Well, hey, look at this. This is crazy." Da, 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 da. So we're talking, and everything happened. But he's there. He sees John Lynch. He sees Ufanga. He sees all these ex-49ers are showing him love. He sees Patrick Willis, and Pat, you know, they're talking or whatever, and everything's good. And I guess Pat saw me and Jason talking and thought I was with Jason. And he was like, "Hey man, come on, let's get in this picture. Let's take a picture." And I said, "No, man, you guys get the picture.
You guys take the picture.
I'm not part of the crew."
Because if there's a picture, if there's a picture of Kenny with Pat and Jason Verrett and all these NFL guys, and then just Kenny randomly, we're like, "What is Kenny doing in that football?"
But the moral of the story is, they're right. I should have took the picture.
That's right.
I should have gotten the picture. They're right.
We got to learn lessons the hard way sometimes. You know?
Yeah. The funny thing, I'm never going to be able to find it.
No,
I have
you got
one.
A lot of them. That's your boy.
Well, no, I have one, and it was only because it was something Io was doing, and we were at a dinner together, and it was like, "Hey, let's take a picture." And me, I'm like, "Yeah, Patrick Willis, I'm going to take a picture." These two big-time guys like, I don't know, man. Like, not sure.
Shout out Patrick Willis, though. That, like you say, he seems like the nice. I mean, look, he didn't even know me. He's just like, "Hey, get in our picture." Seems like the nicest guy on earth.
Nicest guy.
He really is. Sure. I did find a picture of me and Shamar Moore. Not that I had anything
snap.
To do with anything.
Who got the most honeys that night?
We know the answer to
that. I don't know. We don't know.
That's young D-Lo. That's for sure. I don't know what year this is. That's young D-Lo.
Where is that at?
Looks like Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Radio Music Awards.
I'm trying to see the pictures when you're at Ricky's, bro.
Oh, those pictures do not exist. Those pictures do not exist. That's Ricky's was the place that I learned dark skinned women love me. Ricky's turned your boy into a man. That's what it did. 705 J Street, downtown Sacramento.
World famous club, Ricky's.
World famous. Chris, great catching up, man. We appreciate you as always. No Kings basketball to talk about. It's all kind of we're all just kind of in a holding pattern, man, just hoping something happens. I think you went on a tour recently to talk about your hate for Domas. What was that? Was that Locked On Kings? What podcast
oh my
did you
goodness.
Do?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it was with Matt George. Yeah. Matt and I have talked about Domas so much offline that yeah. like, you gotta come on. And it's like, yeah, now you finally see the light. Now you see what I've been talking about for the last couple of years. Sure, I'll go on your podcast and confirm everything I've been saying.
Damn.
Chris, we appreciate you, my friend. Have a great weekend. Enjoy A's baseball. We'll talk again soon.
You too. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.